News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The death toll in various rain-related incidents, including floods and landslides in Maharashtra, rose to 149 on Sunday, with 36 more bodies being found in Satara and Raigarh districts as rescue operations gathered pace, while 64 people remain missing, the state government said. So far, 50 people have been injured in these incidents, it said in a statement. A total of 229,074 people have been evacuated from the affected districts in the Konkan region and western Maharashtra to safer places. A statement from the State Secretariat Control Room said 28 more deaths were reported from the Satara district in western Maharashtra and 8 from the Raigarh district in the coastal region. The government said 60 deaths were so far reported in Raigarh, 21 in Ratnagiri, 41 in Satara, 12 in Thane, 7 in Kolhapur, 4 in suburban Mumbai and 2 each in Sindhudurg and Pune. A total of 875 villages in Kolhapur, Sangli, Satara and Pune were affected by the torrential rains, it said. 5 relief camps have been set up in flood-hit Chiploon city in Ratnagiri district, 25 teams of the NDRF, 4 teams of the SDRF, 2 teams of the Coast Guard, 5 teams of the Navy and 3 teams of the Army are conducting the relief and rescue operations, the statement said. As the bridge over the Vashishti River connecting Chiploon to Mumbai has collapsed, the road remains shut for traffic. The state government has provided an emergency financial aid of Rs. 2 crore each to Raigarh and Ratnagiri districts. Satara, Sangli, Pune, Kolhapur, Thane and Sindhudurg, also affected by rains, were provided with a financial aid of Rs. 50 lakh each, the statement said. Earlier in the day, Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray visited Chiploon, the site of severe flooding, and interacted with residents, businessmen and shopkeepers. He promised them all help from the state government to restore normalcy in the area. Thackeray said they will require central assistance for long-term mitigation measures and added that he will tour western Maharashtra on Monday, and comprehensive data of the extent of damages will be prepared. Heavy rains earlier last week triggered landslides in some areas of Maharashtra, including the deadliest one at Thalia village in the Raigarh district. Amid talks of possible change of guard in Karnataka, BJP President J.P. Nadda on Sunday dismissed any leadership crisis in the southern state, saying that Chief Minister B.S. Yedurappa has done good work, according to PTI. Speaking to media person Sid Banerjee at the end of his two-day Goa visit, Nadda said, Yedurappa has done good work, Karnataka is doing well, Yedurappa is taking care of the things in his own way. Ruling out any leadership crisis in Karnataka, Nadda said, that is what you feel, we don't feel so. Nadda's remarks assume significance as they came hours after the Karnataka CM said he will take an appropriate decision regarding his continuation once he receives directions from the BJP High Command on Sunday evening. If it comes, you will also get to know about it. Once it comes, I will take an appropriate decision, Yedurappa said in response to a question on when the directions from the party high command in Delhi were expected. To a question on pontiffs holding a mega conclave in Bengaluru on Sunday, which is seen as expressing solidarity with him, he said, there is no need for pontiffs to hold any meet. I have confidence in PM Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP National President JP Nadda. Questioned about a Dalit chief minister replacing him, Yedurappa said, I am not the one to decide about it. It is for the high command to decide. Let's first see what decision they will take today. The chief minister added that if people were satisfied with his work, that's enough for me. Indicating that Monday might be his last day in office, Yedurappa had recently said that based on the instructions that the central leaders will give him on July 25, he will get on with his work from July 26. His government will complete 2 years in office on July 26. After being questioned by the crime branch on Sunday, Tanveer Hashmi, one of the persons allegedly involved in the Rajkundra porn case, said the videos in question could not be called porn and that he had never met the arrested billionaire. Out on bail, Hashmi spoke to the media after being summoned by the crime branch. Actor Gehna Vashisht and two other persons were also summoned in the case for questioning but failed to appear. On July 20, Mumbai police arrested Bollywood actress Shilpa Shetty's husband, billionaire Rajkundra, in connection with an alleged porn racket. Raj Kundra's company, which is owned by Kundra's brother-in-law, used to manage an online streaming program that allegedly generated porn videos in collaboration with a London-based firm. Kundra was arrested and held in police custody until July 23, a date that has now been extended to July 27. Reportedly known to edit the alleged porn videos, Hashmi said he had told the investigating agency that the said videos could not be called porn and that he had never met Kundra before. He was questioned for 5 hours by the crime branch. According to reports, Hashmi was found to be producing and directing the alleged films when raids were conducted at his bungalow in Mud Island on February 3. And in what could be termed as a disastrous day for Team India, Tokyo Olympics 2020, most participants from different sports failed to qualify for the final of their events, while some crashed out of the games. There were only a few bright sparks for the Indian contingent in an otherwise gloomy day. PV Sindhu made a winning start in her women's singles match, while MC Mary Kom advanced to the round of 16 in boxing. Manika Batra too kept her hopes alive for a medal with a surprise win in the second round match. Reigning world champion PV Sindhu opened her Olympic campaign with an easy straight game win over Israel's Ksenia Polikarpova in the women's singles group J match on Sunday. The 26-year-old Indian, seeded 6th, beat the 58th-ranked Polikarpova 21-7, 21-10 in a lopsided opening match. She will next play Hong Kong's world number 34, Cheong Ngan Yi. India's Manu Bhakar suffered an unfortunate equipment malfunction during the qualifying round of the women's 10-meter air pistol event earlier on Sunday, making her lose crucial time, but despite that, fought back gallantly to miss the final by 2 points. Apart from her, every other Indian shooter disappointed on Sunday. Yashaswini Deswal also fought hard in the same event, but she too dropped 4 crucial points in the last 5 shots, including an 8 for the 59th shot, to finish a point as well as a spot behind Manu. In the men's 10-meter air rifle, Deepak Kumar and Divyan Singh Pawar also could not do much, finishing 26th and 32nd overall. Deepak shot a score of 624.7, while Divyansh was further back with 622.8. Both had a weak first series of 10 shots where they scored 102.9 and 102.7 respectively and never recovered. Angad Veer Singh Bajwa missed 2 targets out of 75 to be placed 11th on count back in men's skeet, and with a top 6 final spot well in sight at the end of day 3 of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic shooting competition. Whereas Mehraj Ahmed Khan shot 71 to be placed 25th out of the 30 shooters in the fray. Also, this would be the only shooting event of Indian interest on Monday. Indian rowers Arjun Lal Jatt and Arvind Singh qualified for the semi-finals of the men's lightweight double sculls repechage at the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday. The Indian duo clocked 6 minutes 51.36 seconds to finish in the third place at the Sea Forest Waterway. The semi-finals will be on July 27. India's table tennis star Manika Batra on Sunday upset world number 32 Margarita Pesotska to reach the women's singles third round at the Tokyo Olympics. The world number 62 from India made a remarkable comeback against her Ukrainian opponent after losing the first 2 games to prevail 4-11, 4-11, 11-7, 12-10, 8-11, 11-5, 11-7 in a second-round match that lasted 57 minutes. Ji Satyan suffered an upset defeat at the hands of lower-ranked Siu Hong Lam to make an early exit from the men's singles competition at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. Ranked 38 and seeded 26, Satyan had a commanding 3-1 lead, but lost 4 games in a row to lose 3-4 to the 95th-ranked Hong Kong player. Sania Mirza and debutant Ankita Raina were knocked out of the Tokyo Olympics despite dominating a large part of their women's doubles opener against Ukrainian twin sisters Nadia and Lyudmila Kichenok on Sunday. Sania and Raina were running away with the contest after bageling their opponents, but in a dramatic turnaround, the Kichenok sisters came back from the dead to pull off a 0-6, 7-6, 10-8 win at Court 11 of Ariake Tennis Center. Netra Kumanan was placed 27th after 2 races, while Vishnu Sarvanan was at 14th after his first race as the Indian sailors opened their campaign in the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday. Kumanan finished 33rd in the first race of the women's laser radial before recovering a bit by taking the 16th spot in the second for an overall 27th place with 49 net points. Sarvanan then finished 14th in the men's laser event, but the second race was postponed due to bad weather conditions. Manish Kaushik's 63kg Olympics debut ended in disappointment following a hard-fought opening round loss in Tokyo on Sunday. Manish, a Commonwealth Games silver medalist and a World Championship bronze winner, went down 1-4 to Britain's Luke McCormack in an edge-of-the-seat clash at Tokyo Games. But 6-time world champion MC Mary Kom in the 51kg category powered into the Olympics pre-quarterfinals after a superb tactical victory over Dominican Republic's Miguelina Hernandez-Garcia earlier in the day. The 38-year-old Mary Kom, who is a 2012 Olympic bronze medalist, prevailed 4-1 against a rival who is 15 years her junior, and a Pan American Games bronze medalist. Indian swimmer Mana Patel could not qualify for the semifinals of the women's 100-meter backstroke event as she finished second in her heat at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. Mana finished with a time of 1 minute 5.20 seconds behind Zimbabwe's Donata Katai, who clocked 1 minute 2.73 seconds. She finished 39th overall. On the other hand, Nataraj finished 5th in his heat with a time of 54.32 and also did not qualify for the semis. The Indian men's hockey team was thrashed 1-7 by world number 1 Australia in its second Pool A match on Sunday. India's lone gymnast at Tokyo Olympics, Pranati Nayak, failed to qualify for the all-round finals of artistic gymnastics competition. The 26-year-old from West Bengal recorded a total score of 42.565 over the four categories: floor exercise, vault, uneven bars, and balance beam at the RERK Gymnastics Center. She ended 29th overall. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.